Ozark Radio Sports. I'm Gary Lee, and you know, high school football is on, as well as volleyball, softball. It's fall sports season here for the Ozarks, and we're going to cruise on down to Douglas County and get with Biggs Watterson, the voice of the Ava Bears, as you know, some news broke on Tuesday evening, and it's just terrible. Anytime you know a young player is hurt, we just hate it. But you know, Hunter Adams, quite possibly the top running back in the SCA, I think most people would agree with that, and he's just a sophomore. But hey, Biggs, can you give us an update? Kind of tell us how this all transpired.
Yeah, absolutely. Wish we were covering a different topic, but good to be here with you, Gary Lee. Sophomore season, tons of accolades there in his freshman year. You know, really turned a lot of heads throughout the course of the season. Ava, of course, goes on last year to have a conference and district winning team. So big things expected out of the sophomore back coming in, and was looking as good as advertised there through the first three quarters of that opening game, and was on defense. It was early in the fourth quarter and kind of got some contact from a couple of guys from the side. He goes down. He's down for about 90 seconds, but that feels like 10 minutes at this point, as you can hear the entire Ava sideline and the fans holding their breath. He's able to walk off under his own power, which is a testament to how tough this kid is, once I tell you what the MRI revealed. So over the weekend, get through that. Monday, get him in to a specialist. Have the MRI done, and the entire Douglas County region just kind of holding their breath, saying their prayers. And then the news does come Tuesday. Had a tear in the ACL, the meniscus, a sprained MCL, a torn hamstring, and a crack in his femur. So pretty much extensive damage done, and he will be out for the year and does have a long road of recovery. But this kid, he's made kind of different stuff, Gary Lee, and do expect to get him back and hopefully better than ever, but does have a long road, and it's a very somber time right now there with the Ava Bear football nation.
Well, you know, just hate to hear that news, and he is such a special player. You know, last year as a freshman, a lot of people, you know, Ava has had some fantastic running backs, you know, I mean, fantastic, and just recently, but he kind of said, here, wait a minute, I'm going to make a name for myself as a freshman.
Yeah, that was kind of the bizarre thing is, you know, you think of Caden Myers and different guys who have been that fullback in the flex bone for the Ava offense over the last handful of years when they've had this good run of success. And a lot of coaches were telling us there in summer training camps last summer, watch for this Hunter Adams kid because he's got some of the best combinations of skill sets of all those guys we've had in the past put into one body. And you could just see it instantly. Runs for over 1,000 yards, over 20 touchdowns in a freshman season campaign. So, of course, you know, and then we have Dan Swafford, head coach, who had done a great job building this program. He goes up to Evangel. Casey Merrifield takes over the reins, who had been an assistant for Coach Swafford for a decade. So it was a good transition there. But, yeah, I mean, Hunter Adams is your building block there of his first year in the program. And there was a lot of expected of him, and it was going about as good as you could expect. And then just the unfortunate injury happened. So I know this coaching staff, Coach Casey Merrifield, Coach Garrett Beard, I know some of the things they've been talking to the team about on Tuesday and Wednesday was not letting this injury define their season. So, of course, we're going to mourn. We're going to hurt for Hunter and his family. Thoughts and prayers go with him. But trying to pick up the football, and it really is. It sounds cliche, but it's the next guy, next man up mentality right now, Gary Lee.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, and I fully expect a rally around Hunter with his brothers there of Ava Bears on that football team. As, again, you know, you picked up a win 36-13. Over Buffalo, and this Friday night you've got the Stratford Indians coming to town, and I just, you know, had the Stratford Liberty game this past Friday, where it was kind of a very lethargic first half, but the second half, Liberty kind of played more physical, played faster, got after it a little bit more and put the game away. That final score was 42-7, but you just hate to hear it, you know. And we look at where we're at right now, and a lot of people wants to try and position and rank and all that. In my opinion, I've always thought, you know what, let's look at about 3 weeks of high school football. Then we have a little better idea where everyone's at. And I still love Ava's chances because, you know, the experience. And, you know, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And right now, to this very day, Ava is still the man.
Well, I agree with your assessment 100% too, Gary Lee. Like, you really don't know how any of these teams are going to shake out really until you start getting into conference play. And I know the folks in Ava were certainly scoreboard watching that Stratford Liberty game, and you see this score of 7-0 for a while, then 7-7, then 14-7, and then boom, Liberty does what they've been known to do historically past, put a bunch of numbers up in quick fashion. And you look at the final score there, 42-7. So you know Mountain View Liberty is going to be a tough test. And with because of the injury and everything, you can't overlook this Stratford team on Friday night. And Hunter's still very much involved with this team. And, you know, just to talk about how tough this kid is. Mm-hmm. I just told you about all the injuries and everything that he suffered there. He's still walking around on his own power with a big knee brace, going with his positional groups to area, still with them, coaching up some of these younger guys whose shoes are going to try to fill there with him, with the coaches, pointing things out that he sees them. So he's still going to be very much involved with this football team, and how he is still walking on his own without crutches or anything after all the damage done to that knee. That kid, he's just built a little different. He is one tough dude.
Well, and some other news for you folks maybe listening there in Douglas County. Angel Hernandez, a Liberty Eagle football player, played linebacker, was injured in the district championship game last year at Ava. And Angel was actually at Liberty's game this past Friday night, and that was just a great thing to see. So all of you all out there that's listening that sent prayers, you know, much appreciated. But you know, it was really great to see Angel out there cheering on his you know, his team. And you know, Hunter will be the same way. He's going to be that rally chief. He's going to be that engine that fuel feeds the fire, adds fuel to the fire for the Ava Bears, because I think it's going to be a very competitive SCA, you know, and the Mountain Grove Panthers, they come off a really nice win over a very good Fairgrove Eagles opponent. And it's so hard to pinpoint, you know, who's going to do what. Ava or Thayer Bobcats, they've been tough here the last few years. Of course, they had a huge graduating class, and then Coach Billy Weber going to Salem, Arkansas to coach the offense, which is going to be at there this Friday night. That's going to be kind of an awkward moment. But what are some of your thoughts on the SCA just as a whole?
Well, you know, going into this season, I could have very much seen some type of three-way tie scenario, because my belief, especially with the three teams up top there in Mountain Grove, Liberty, and Ava, I could see each of these guys knocking one another off. Now, Mountain Grove, they have that high-flying passing attack there with Mr. Elliott, a quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a handful. Liberty, you always know they're going to put points on the scoreboard. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this shakes out. And Thayer is, quite frankly, an unknown, really, at this point, because of the new head coach, Billy Weber, moving on. You've got a lot of guys you're replacing, and they, you know, their competition last Friday really couldn't tell you much there and what they've seen playing that Lynn JV team. But mm-hmm. the first couple of weeks, because of how the schedule sets up, where Ava sees Mountain Grove week three and Liberty week four, we'll know very quickly where Ava will stand on the pecking order, just because of the way the SCA schedule shakes out. And, you know, for Ava fan standpoint, thankfully that we have them at home on the hill, that Mountain Grove and Liberty have to travel there. And but it, it'll be very interesting, and I will know very quickly where Ava will stand after sustaining this big injury here in the ACA standings after week three and four.
Well, I had kind of mentioned it on air in the past that Ava has quite possibly the toughest first half schedule. I mean, hands down, you know, because that back-to-back, that Mountain Grove Liberty game to start conference, that's pretty doggone salty right there.
Yeah, that the athletic directors need to get together and figure out a way to loosen that up a little bit. That's the way it's been now for the last handful of years. And, you know, it's good measuring stick games early to just kind of let you know where you're at in the pecking order. So, you know, Ava knows that no one's going to feel that sorry for him for what's happening. So, again, you've got guys, Wyatt Johnson, Tyson Tidwell. Those are two names you'll probably be hearing more about over the couple of weeks, who will take over that fullback spot there in the flex bone. And those guys are capable. But Hunter Adams, definitely, he'll be kind of a beacon of inspiration for him. And again, with the Angel Hernandez thing, we heard about that last Friday, and that's so awesome for the Liberty community and those kids and those coaches to be able to have him back in there. I know when that injury or when that situation happened last year in Ava there on week 12, you know, that's something you never, ever want to see or experience on a football field. So good for the folks in Shannon County to get to have him back around the program too. And season's going to be very interesting from here on out, Gary Lee.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I don't, you know, when I had talked with Coach Merrifield about, you know, this year and you know, being an assistant for 11 years with Coach Swofford, you knew not much was going to change, but the young quarterback that has taken over the starter role, before I let you get out of here, he played pretty solid Friday night, didn't he?
He is. You know, the term in college and the NFL is almost used as something degrading. But here, he's a game manager, and that's exactly what this flexbone offense needs. Ashton Stout's his name. Did a very good job of running it, made the right reads, and they did have just a true quarterback competition this summer, and it didn't last very long. Coach Merrifield, you know, he'll tell you within the first 5 minutes, Stout pulled the reins and didn't let go of them. So they expect big things out of this kid, and even more so now with the void left from the Hunter Adams injury. So Stout's looking good through week one, and they do expect him to continue to get more comfortable running this offense as the season progresses.
Everybody, again, Biggs Watterson, the voice of the Ava Bears, and we appreciate you, you know, hanging out with us. It's great to be able to share. It's about the kids, you know. I mean, because a lot of fans, alum, they forget it's a game. It's just a game, and it's high school kids. They're just kids. And they're playing it because it's fun. And sometimes that gets lost in all of this. You know, just cheer for your team, be respectful, and enjoy it because it flies by really quick.
Absolutely. Amen. Hey, Gary Lee, thank you for your time. Anytime you need me, just call.
Right on. Appreciate you, brother.